Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever you are and whatever time you've decided to listen today. My name is Tanura, and welcome back to another episode of the Students Era podcast. Today, I am joined by Westford University's one of the biggest faces of Westford University, actually, as a student, David. So, hello, David. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Tanira, and good morning, good evening, good afternoon to the audience who've joined in as well. I love that introduction. Oh my God, that is something I should keep in mind as well to start off the day with anyone. So thank you so much for having me, Tanira.
I mean, it's the perfect way. Like, you have no idea when anyone's listening, so you might as well give every single time of the day. So, David, ladies and gentlemen, as I stated, is a student at Westford University studying BA Honours International Business Management. And, David, I'll actually let you introduce yourself to the public. Tell us a bit about yourself.
Okay, oh my God, let's see what could make me a bit interesting for the audience to listen to. Well, hi guys. So, like Tanira said, my name is David Isaac. I am 22 years old, and about me, I'm the student body president at Westford University College. I am a customer success partner at Zwag. It's UAE's first conversational AI chatbot app that is going to be launched pretty soon. So do stay tuned for that. Moreover, any fun facts about me? I do love speaking, like as you can kind of see over here. I am a active Toastmaster for the past 3 years, and I love sports. And that was just my 8:30 alarm right now, if you heard it over there. So that's a bit fun part. Fun facts about me. I love Toastmasters, I love speaking, and I'm a huge foodie.
All right, I guess that kind of covers up this entire episode. Thank you so much for being part of the episode today. I think I'm kidding, I'm kidding. So, David, first of all, that is quite a wide range of, activities and personal achievement that you definitely have. So I think my first question to you is, being a final year student at Westford, or as a university student in general, how has that journey been from joining to soon to be graduating?
Okay, that's a good way to start the morning, to reflect about life over there. All right, talk about the journey. I don't think it processed as yet, but
Yeah,
like, can
sure.
you take
That's how we do it. That's how we do it.
that? So I'm gonna be doing that. So, well, for starters, just to give you guys a bit of backstory. So I graduated high school in 2019, and I really didn't know what I was gonna pursue at in college, because that's the plan. And usually the traditional way is just jump into the first college after high school. Like, you finish in, if you're doing A levels like me, you finish your exams in June, and then by September you are in university doing a course and getting started with your life. But for me, I really didn't know what I was wanting to pursue at that point. So with the blessings of my parents, I decided to take a gap year and really figure out what I wanted to do in my life. Like, what do I want to say? Do I want to study psychology? Do I want to pursue law? Do I want to pursue business? I don't know. So I worked for a year, and that really taught me what my knack really was in terms for law and business. But then I was prepared for my exam in India at National Law School. Life's greatest unexpected guest came about, COVID. So that kind of scuppered every plan around the
Oh my
world.
God. You were kind of hyping me
And
up like, oh, someone, oh my God, someone amazing. Nope. COVID, coronavirus.
obviously. So when that happened, I was really just like, okay, damn, I really don't have a plan B. And then one of my friends, who's been an inspiration for me, really, who went from this really shy, introverted boy in school to this super outgoing person we met after a year or two, recommended Westford. And I was like, maybe that is university. And when I joined Westford, I had the mindset, I'm going to make the best use of everything. So every activity you saw me at Westford, I was there from the first year. There was no like shyness and saying like, oh my gosh, no, I don't know if my seniors are going to accept me. No, I didn't have any of that stuff, because I was like, this is an opportunity I've been given, let's just do it. And now when I'm in third year, I'm looking back, I'm just like, I just look back at the time and I'm like, damn, that was a really good time. That was a really fun time, because if you have that mindset in third year as well, you can pass that on to your juniors who are coming in and saying that, hey guys, participate in events. It's kind of fun and you won't regret it at the end of it. So, the whole that student to master level thing, you see in movies.
Yeah. I
So
mean,
yeah.
well, that's kind of like a cool reflective, because From what I heard, like, it's not just, the importance to your future, but it's also the importance of living in the moment is what you're describing, which is kind of a cool thing. Like, I'll be frank, I try to do that as much as possible, and sometimes I may sometimes decide to put living in the moment over my academics. Sorry, professors. But I mean, it's okay sometimes, but we don't encourage it that much, I guess.
No. I'm telling you, the most important thing is finding a balance. Like, it literally is. But I would totally recommend the whole living in the moment thing if you can, like, effectively manage it. Because when you're done with university, right, you would look back at the moments you had with your friends. Or if you don't want to associate all with your friends, the moments you yourself did it, like you took part in a company, you took part in a speech, you took part in a volunteer event. Once you look back over there and say that, oh, I did it, right? You remember those memories a lot more than the grades you got. And of course, grades are so important because, bro, I have to keep up my distinctions consistently because I know the importance of academics in university as well and in the outside world. But I wouldn't sacrifice that for not participating and being in those moments as well.
Well said. I mean, I guess there's nothing else really to put it like that, but yeah, that's kind of, I think that kind of sums up, what I wouldn't say the perfect or what the ideal university life as a student should be, like you always have to find that balance. You always got to have fun because in any university in general, as much as academics is important, it's also, the university or the social life that's important. So another thing I want to touch on is your Toastmasters experience. By the way, to everybody listening, I think David's been doing Toastmasters for well over 5 years, give or take.
I wouldn't know, not even five. It's literally just been two and a half, almost three now. It's gonna touch three
Seriously?
next year. Yeah, I only joined in 2020.
Oh wow, I thought you mentioned you've been doing it for a while, but you know what? Fair play then. But that means that I'm assuming did you find out about Toastmasters through university?
Yes, it was through university and my mother. She was like a
Oh.
really big fan of Toastmasters in India when she was in college as well, but she never got the opportunity to become a Toastmaster. So when the university presented this opportunity that students can participate in Toastmasters, she was like, go for it. More than sports, more than anything, go for Toastmasters because you wouldn't know how beneficial that is for your career and all that.
I mean, well, I think the next question I'm going to be leaning into asking is in university, since Toastmasters is one of the new things that you actually found in the university through the university, how important do you think it is for new students or current students as well to actually take opportunities in trying something new in university?
I think it's the most important because I think more university more than school, right? University more than school gives you a lot more level playing ground because every professor and every faculty over there doesn't know you, all right? There's no predetermined mindset on who you are as an individual or what you've done in the past and all that stuff. They are giving you a blank slate to take part in every opportunity that they have over there because university, I'm sure you know as well, Tanira. There's a
Yeah.
lot of happening consistently over so many, the entire year. All right. And it's not always going to be the same faces. If you are really good at it, you may participate in everything, but that, again, it's a very draining process. But one thing I love about Westford, right, is that they consistently give chances to every single party to participate. And one event is called the WeConnect, where you interview CEOs and leaders who made a change. All right, talk to them about the journey. Every student gets an opportunity to go up there and speak to them, interview them, be a host, be a talk show host of some sort. I always refer to them as talk show
Yeah,
hosts,
okay, fair
those
enough.
CEOs, and basically network, connect, and maybe help them in that CEO could help them in the future. So it is really important. And when I talk about Toastmasters, this is the one that I can say that definitely changed my life. So Toastmasters, for many of you do not know, is a global public speaking platform where you basically improve your communication, leadership, networking, the whole lot as an individual through the art of public speaking. When I joined university, I assumed I was a very good speaker and I thought I was really good. But the way structured speeches and all go at Toastmasters is so different. You really do get a reality check and you have to get to the basics again. But because of the way the methods and all that structure, the mentors you meet, the people you meet, and all that stuff, you definitely grow out of your cocoon. You definitely grow out of your cocoon. And I would say majority of the things I am today is because of Toastmasters and the clubs that I have founded. So Whisper Toastmasters Club, big shout out to you, and Showstoppers Toastmasters, big shout out to you. Because without them,
Bro,
I wouldn't be where I am today. So that's what it's very important to take part in opportunities too.
I'm not gonna lie, you're kind of trying. It sounds like you're trying to convince me to do Toastmasters as well now. Now I'm leaning towards joining a
If
Toastmasters club.
you do, it's great.
I mean, hey, I'm probably gonna check it out now for sure. So going forward with the public speaking is another big aspect, I think, about social life in university. It can certainly, clash with academics in a number of ways. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I have had to, obviously, the importance of my academics meant I had to choose academics, but sometimes I may lose out on certain things. But definitely to a lot of people that go through that stress, anxiety, and I think just the overall general stress of university life can weigh down on a person. Now, for you, from what it sounds like, obviously you found your stress relievers through the social clubs, which is the Toastmasters club, the sports clubs. So I think my question to you is, over the last 3 years, if you've ever had that instance of social anxiety with the weighing pressures of academics, how has it been managing it through the help of the social clubs, interacting, or how has it been dealing with that stress over your academic life?
I mean, that's a very good question, a very valid question, which a lot of students in the UAE and anywhere who does university go through, to finding the balance of how do you deal with the negative things, which is the social anxiety, the pressure, and basically how not to have a mental breakdown
Yeah,
on a weekly
exactly.
basis. Because if you see on Instagram or on TikTok or on Twitter, the number one running joke on university students is having a mental breakdown every other week. I mean, it's there, like it's not a hidden joke or anything there. We do go through that, but it's not as comedic as it makes it out to be because it's quite serious. I
Definitely.
mean, for me, right, there have been certain instances where I literally could not like really function because a lot of stuff was happening at the same time. Like if you look at one point during, I think through second year or like the start of third year and all that stuff, when I was really getting into the presidency role and all that stuff, because becoming president of the student council brings a whole lot of other responsibilities.
Oh,
And
I'd assume
yeah,
so.
if you have a lot more, and if you're active in a lot more clubs as well, you have commitments to them as well. So at one point in time, my schedule or like my calendar, my week was so packed that I had basically 3 hours in the entire week or 4 hours of just me time. The rest, everything was just bombarded with like work, 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 because of the job as well, right? And at
Oh,
points you
wow.
do have, you do really have that social anxiety, and like you're like, what this is? Because you are trying to give your 100% to everyone, but when giving 100% to everyone, are you giving 100% to yourself? Are you taking care of yourself? So the one balance, the one thing I found, right, going to the clubs and finding some solace and some joy over there was good. But what I decided with the this is one thing I have to be thankful for is for my family in throughout the situation, my mom, dad, and my brother. They haven't bombarded me with like so much pressure and all that stuff. They've been my like safe space where I just go and be like, mom, dad, or my brother Joshua, I'm dying right now. What the heck do I do? Like, but then I decided that this is something I relate to a lot is my work and everything starts around 9 or anything like that, the day, okay?
All
But
right.
it ends at like 7. Like, that's it. I've stopped doing anything after 7, like, which is gonna really bombard me.
So
Like, I try to put everything.
when the clock hits 7, work, David, it's finished. No more.
That is something I have been trying to implement for like the past couple of months. Because I've realized that if you want to actually sustain any decent relationship or good relationship with anyone, which includes like your parents or your friends or anyone like that, right? You can't be thinking work 24/7 on your brain. because you're not being fair to that person, and it's again not good for yourself. So finding that cutoff of differentiating work and personal is like the most important thing.
All right. Well, definitely. I think no, there's nothing really else put to said, but I think hopefully, like, I think returning to the stigma that the comedic sense that you see online, especially, I hope people do take it a little more lightly. I guess in a way, oh, yeah.
No, if I just want to say, you know, if I just wanted to add to that, right? I think with the stigma of that social media where they have the issue of my mental breakdown, right? I think it's been so normalized that every student wants to go through a mental breakdown just to be part of the club.
I hope that's not the case. And to anyone listening that thinks that they want to believe, coming from personal experience representing me and David, it's best not to. It's best not to. If you manage to go through 3 or 4 years, depending on the length of your degree, of university life without dealing with it, then you know what? You have managed something that a lot of students have not been able to do. So try and work towards that as much as possible.
And if you have FOMO about that, like if you see all those TV shows and
Oh,
movies and books about saying the joys of like those stressing, cramming,
don't,
doing all that stuff,
don't.
it's not worth it. You're not missing out on anything. Like, okay, do it
Believe me,
once, get experience, but don't.
I have FOMO from the fear of actually getting it. I have FOMO of that. I'm more jealous of the people that don't get it. Legit. Anyway. So, moving forward, I think one other thing I want to focus on is obviously your work with Swag App. So David is one is the first ev one of the first ever users of Swag App, or as they like to call themselves, Swagsters, and is now also the customer success partner of Swag App. So I think for you is, what's that experience been being a Swagster?
Well, I'm going to just tell you this. First off, I have to say a big thank you to Miss Priya Nair, the founder of Swaghav, for like believing in me and taking me on this journey, because we met at a mentorship summit and we both just clicked. And I really love her vision of just, you know, empowering the Gen Zers, the youth over here. And she wanted to create a platform for the youth. Like, creating this application is like one of the best experiences I've had so far, because I just realized, like, I think it was last week, a friend of mine just came up to me and told me that, hey, congratulations on your work anniversary. I was like, work anniversary? How long? And then she said, like, oh, it's been like 7 months you've been in the company. I'm like, wait, what?
For real?
Really? Yeah, I've been working since June, like, and that's like the
Oh.
best. So when I say, how has the experience been? It's been wonderful, because as a business student, right, as someone pursuing business, you always talk about startups and enterprises, multinational corporations. But when you actually get the opportunity to experience building a startup while doing the theory work, right, like the
Yeah.
theory and everything, it is an experience unlike any other. And like, as a customer success partner, Miss Priya has like literally empowered me to do so much. Like, go set up meetings, meet people. And recently, we were the main gift sponsors at Jitex YouthX. All right. So we officially came out to the world at
Oh.
Jitex. And we were like, hey guys, we're Swag.
Well,
And
congrats to
meeting.
that. Congrats to
Thank
that.
you. So it's been a wonderful journey. And like, since Swag is like, we believe, I personally believe that it will be the future when it comes out over there, because with AI and that technology being so advanced right now, and UAE being one of the countries that empower and push forth technology and AI, this would be a great platform for the youth and for young millennials anywhere. And as a guy, I have a lot of things. And it's quite cool to say, hey guys, I'm a customer success partner. It's like I'm only 22, bro.
All
But.
right. All right. Well, I guess with that being said, that's all the time that we have for this episode. Thank you so much, David, for coming and taking part from your extremely busy schedule from the sound of it. And I think one final question I have for you is obviously the FIFA World Cup just recently ended. Argentina crowned the champions. Messi has officially completed football. I'm saying that right now on public record. And I think my question to you is, what do you think, what is your favorite memory of this entire World Cup in general?
Yeah, when you say Messi's complete football, I think a lot of fans accept that. And I'm saying this publicly as well. Like to the world, the audience, whenever anyone sees it, Messi has officially completed football. He is the GOAT.
Yes.
There's nothing. As an England supporter, I agree. I completely agree. I was heartbroken when England got knocked out. Like Harry Kane, you missed a penalty. You missing a
Oh,
penalty, not
yes. Yeah,
possible.
right. England fan right here. I totally agree with that. I don't know how he did
It's fine. It's fine. But my favorite memory of the World Cup, I could say two. First was when Japan beat Spain. That was the funniest thing.
Oh, yes.
That was the funniest thing of my life. Like, I could not believe Japan beat Spain because there's this new anime that came out. It's called Blue Lock, and
Okay.
everyone was on the Blue Lock hype train.
Oh, I
So when
saw
Japan
that
won,
meme, yeah.
we were like, let's go. But my second best, and this I think is the top memory I have, was the final itself when Messi scored Argentina's third goal. Not the first or the second, Argentina's third goal, where
Oh,
the
yeah.
goal line clearance, where the
Oh,
defender.
exactly. I know what you're talking about, yeah.
That goal, the third goal, was the most surprising one because Lautaro kept missing. But when he scored, everyone around me just was in shock and we were on stage screaming. That was, for me, the pure adrenaline best moment I've had. And of course, then Mbappe scored another equalizer, which is kind of sad. Like, we
Yeah, that
won,
was
so.
mad. Yeah, well, that's actually two like amazing moments. But if I'm being frank, like for me, my favorite moment, I wouldn't say it's a moment, but I think it's the turning point is Argentina's first game against, I think it was, the first game was against Saudi Arabia, when Saudi Arabia beat them 2-1. And it's not the part about like, oh, Argentina's done, they're not gonna win the tournament. But it's more on the basis of if you look at the past World Cups, every World Cup, right? We always knew like, ah, these guys are winning the group. And it usually happened. But when after that Saudi Arabia Argentina game, what happened to the rest of the tournament? There were upsets flying all over the place. Japan to Spain. I think there was the ta
Morocco,
m
Belgium, I
no
guess.
no Morocco's entire run in general was there. Then you also had Australia to France, I think it was. Australia to
Yes.
France.
That was
I mean,
surprising as well.
yeah, totally. Like the entire shift of the tournament changed. So I think that game in particular was probably my favorite moment. But
100% memorable World
100%.
Cup.
Totally. But yeah, with that being said, thank you so much, David, for joining us. I hope you thoroughly enjoyed being part of the
100%. I had a wonderful time being here, and
podcast.
you're a wonderful host.
thank you so much. But yeah, with that being said, I hope everyone listening enjoyed the episode. Make sure to check out the previous episodes in as well. And if you guys have anything you'd like to say, please drop a comment in the comment section as well. And also check out our Instagram page at Students Era. And with that being said, my name is Tanura. Hope you guys have a great day, a great afternoon, or a great evening ahead. Thank you and have a great time.